Good morning, Little Saigon. It is August the 28th, 2019. It's Wednesday morning, just before 5 a.m. Yeah, so Wednesday morning, and over the last few weeks, I've had several people talk to me about this documentary. They wanted to know my opinion. I hadn't seen it yet. It's a Como News documentary called Seattle is Dying. Now, of course, I could comment on the myopia, because as if the whole fucking world is Seattle. I could comment on hypocrisy of a fucking city that prides itself almost completely on a bunch of Agenda 21 nonsense and talks up globalism all the fucking time. But remember, it's Seattle that's dying, folks. That kind of conceited self-importance. If you want to know one of the reasons why I left Seattle, and I'm horrified by being back, why I left in 2014, it's because of this conceited entitled self-importance. You know, Seattle never used to be like that. We used to love our city, but we never thought to ourselves, well, gee whiz, we're special. Yeah, there's a big difference between loving your city and feeling fucking special. That being said, I watched as much of this Como News mockumentary as I could about the homelessness problem. And to me, it was basically typical trash. If the National Association of Realtors did not fund this fucking documentary, I will be fucking surprised. I'm going to say this again. If NAR, if the National Association of Realtors, is not in some way connected to this documentary, I will be shocked. The basic message of this documentary, it's really quite simple. We need to make not having a home a real crime. We need to arrest people who are homeless and put them in some type of facility. And look at Rhode Island, or look at some of these states on the East Coast. Yeah, people love to pick and choose their a la carte ideas. But the basic message of this documentary was, we homeowners are being so hurt by these homeless people that we've got to put them in fucking jail. And I'm sorry, folks, once you get into the system, I don't care how kind you make it sound, I don't care how nice you make it sound. I have seen how the judicial system operates with everybody, how it works with everybody. Not just the hardened criminals, but ordinary everyday people. Ordinary everyday people end up being charged fees, going deeper into debt. Ordinary everyday people end up in a kind of modern-day debtor's jail, from which they cannot escape because the judicial system can simply, yeah, take money from their paycheck if they actually ever do get another fucking job. Yeah, this Como News mockumentary makes homelessness seem like the cause. Folks, here's the cause of the fucking situation. Living in a shelter, not just in Seattle, but all around the country, finding shelter. And yes, I'm going to say this once again for all the stupid people out there. Food, water, and shelter, these are things you need. These are not luxuries. These are not special items. These aren't drugs, which means you're not obligated to give a homeless person drugs. You're not even obligated to help them. I mean, as a Christian, I'll tell you, you should care. And as a Christian, you should do what you can. But you're not actually obligated to do anything. God won't make you do anything if you're a Christian. Should you do the right thing? Yeah. Giving some homeless person $20, that person is as likely, probably more likely, whatever, to go get alcohol as food. Who knows? I can't tell you. But what I can tell you is the only thing worse than homelessness is the stupidity that believes more government will fix it. And the only thing more vile than seeing a homeless dude fucking a Prius, which I've seen, or some homeless person shitting in the street, which I've seen, the only thing really worse than that are a bunch of self-entitled people who have so deluded themselves that they don't realize their own property pyramid schemes, their own inability to realize that people can't afford housing is one of the principal reasons why This sideways economy, and excuse me, my throat's a little bit messed up this morning, probably because this is a hard topic for me to talk about. I almost ended up homeless last winter. And I'll tell you something, a lot of people end up on the streets. They're not all crazy, and they're not all lazy, and they're not all fucking on drugs. And if you're concerned about lazy, crazy, and on drugs, come to fucking Willy Wonka's. Come to any one of the software shops at Willy Wonka's, and you will find crazy, lazy, and on drugs. You'll find all the above. So if your issue is people being on drugs, whatever. But if your issue is people pooping in the streets, there's a simple fucking solution. The banks of this country that we bailed out in 2008 are holding on to 4 homes for every 1 homeless person out there across the country. There are 4 homes in shadow inventory at banks for every 1 homeless person, and that's if you believe the homeless numbers, which I don't. I can tell you it's much worse than what they say. If Seattle wants to claim that there are roughly 11,000 or 15,000 homeless in Seattle, I think it's probably closer to 20 to 30. And again, it depends upon how you define homeless, but it's either people who are in the streets, people who are essentially going from one person's sofa to the next, people living in cars, people living on the margin. This Como News documentary wants you to believe that the homeless people magicked themselves into existence, that that has no relationship to a decaying economy, that has no relationship to the fact that people cannot afford housing. I live, technically, in a quote-unquote low-rent multi-unit. Now let me explain what that fucking means. For about, I don't know, a postage stamp's worth of space, I pay $1,000 a month to live in Little Saigon. And do I live near the homelessness they speak of? Yeah. Lots of homeless camp right next to where I live. Do I love it? No. Do I think the solution is to have a cop arrest them? Well, I don't know. If your mom is dying of cancer, do you think the solution is to have some cop come along and punch her in the face? No, I don't think more cops and more prisons and more special programs where we give money to Big Pharma to test out experimental drugs on addicts, I don't think that's going to fix the fucking problem. And the homeless will simply choose not to go to Seattle, that is true. They'll go someplace else, some other community, and it will be a classic case of beggar thy neighbor. Except for in this case, thy neighbor might be Tacoma or Everett. I don't know what the solution is, but I will tell you we should try triage. If there are 4 homes for every 1 homeless person that banks are holding on to, and since we saved those greedy, scummy fucks 10 years ago, when rightly most of them should have fucking hung, then I say we take 3 of them. Let them keep one of their stolen pirate banks. Pirate homes, okay? Let them, as pirates, keep one of the fucking homes. But let's take 3 back. And let's put every single homeless person in a fucking home immediately that can. And the first group that can are the families with children, okay? They're out there. If you don't think there are families with children out there, you're fucking crazy. Get them in a home now. The second group are essentially singles who are not drug addicts, not criminals. Get them in a home now. Get them in a community in homes. Don't push them to some fucking magical place so you can isolate them further from human society. If you have to put them in a home on Rainier Avenue that's abandoned and dilapidated, who knows? Maybe they'll fix it up. Maybe that can be part of the program. The point is, if the banks are holding on to homes and people need a place to sleep at night where they're not in the rain or the cold or constantly being pummeled by the sun so they have a chance at finding a fucking job and putting their life back together and not being victimized or raped or killed. And oh, by the way, incarceration also means rape. Incarceration also means abuse. If you think the prisons and guards in this country are a wonderful class of loving, touchy-feely people who are going to guarantee that when that quote-unquote addict goes in the system, they won't be an addict coming out, you're fucking stupid and fucking crazy. You're one of the people that you're mocking. I guarantee you, any homeless person, no matter their condition, once they go into the system, will in all likelihood be angrier and less likely to be employable after they leave the system. And if you're stupid about how that fucking incarceration, judicial system, healthcare system works, you need to do a little bit of fucking research, Como News. But the thing is, it's not in their interests. Like I said, I really think this whole fucking documentary was funded by the National Association of Realtors. I can't, you know, the whole message. I mean, this one guy, okay, one of the first people they interview talked about how embarrassed he was. You know what embarrasses me, you elitist cocksucking fuck? It embarrasses me that the Puget Sound is collapsing. And yet you give a shit about cosmetic shit, which I agree, it's garbage. It needs to get cleaned up. But what you really care about is whether or not your nice little fucking neighborhood looks good. And tomorrow, you will go to the store and you will buy some kind of fucking chemical and pour it on your lawn and not give a fuck. You'll pay your taxes and support the number one polluter on planet Earth, and that's called the U.S. military, you fuck. And if you take all the money that the Department of Defense, the National Security State, and a lot of other toxic people pump into the Washington state economy and you take that out, guess what? Your fucking economy collapses, you stupid fuck. You can be all elitist, talking about all the junk that is going down the side of the hill. And yeah, maybe you could get some friends together and start cleaning it up too, you fuck. But your solution is basically to say the homeless people caused that. No, I think the sideways, upside down, broken set of economic relationships caused that. But I'm glad you're embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that you don't understand that it isn't just Seattle that's dying. Yeah, one of the first things, it's like the constant message in this documentary, we need to give cops more power. Folks, cops in this country are beginning to roll around in tanks. Cops in this country have cameras everywhere. Cops in this country dress in military gear. They dress in full armor and Kevlar helmets. Cops in this country are no longer cops. They're paramilitary. They're militia. They're much closer to the Soviet NKVD to anything like the fucking sheriff. And you want to give the cops more power. Yeah, I think if you live, this is the thing, if I live in a fashionable neighborhood and I treat my home like a multi-level investment pyramid scheme where I have a natural expectation of 15% year-on-year returns, which, you know, is kind of like a fast-growing cancer tumor, then I suppose I'd be upset about the homeless people too. But at what point do I begin to connect the dots that a shitty-ass home in my neighborhood is probably not worth $700,000 or $1 million? It probably isn't. It might not even be worth $200,000. But yet you believe your fucking set of economic relationships has nothing to do with why there are homeless people there. Folks, I live in a shitty apartment. I pay $1,000 a month. And there are people in my shitty ass neighborhood who want to shut down housing like the housing I live in. While at the same time, there's property up and down Rainier Avenue, dilapidating, falling apart. Somebody could be put in that fucking home tomorrow. And you're not telling me out of all the thousands of homeless people, there's not one carpenter. There's not one family that wouldn't fix up a home. Don't tell me about your fucking bullshit about how we gotta do something. Every time people try to do something, you tell them to fuck off because you've got your multi-million dollar property scheme. Fuck you and your property scheme. Don't you fucking get it? The banks in this country were bailed out, okay? They were the homeless mongrels. They were the scumbags. They were the people that you should be embarrassed by. You should be embarrassed that we have an economic system that produces this. You should be embarrassed that our liberty is nearly gone. You should be embarrassed that your economy makes a lot of money off of war and spying on people, and all kinds of other types of fucking Orwellian, Huxley crap. You should be fucking embarrassed that the ecosystem around you is collapsing, but you're focused on the junk on the side of the hill. Dude, yeah, the junk's a problem. Guess what? It is just part of the problem. And I'll let y'all in a little secret, although most of you won't fucking get it. Homelessness is not a problem. It's a symptom. Holy shit, Dan, you blew my fucking mind. Homelessness itself is a symptom. Okay? I'm not saying you won't have hobos. Okay? There will always be people who go into the streets. But as a phenomena of a society that's gone completely sideways, that claims that we don't have enough workers, okay? So we constantly bring people in, and yet we have persistent chronic unemployment. And the people that are necessary workers, and let's talk about the two groups of necessary workers. Illegal aliens, okay, and the quote-unquote necessary STEM people. Well, I've talked about the necessary STEM people. That's some kind of bullshit. I spend most of my career cleaning up their fucking code, okay? The necessary STEM people yesterday, who were the technical support for the cloud solution, were asking me to help them solve the problem. I was calling them for technical support. Do you fucking understand how sideways the necessary STEM H-1B visa bullshit is? Well, let's just leave that topic aside, because I've beat that one to death in several fucking podcasts. The other group are all the necessary illegals, because holy shit, who's going to mow the lawns? Who's going to clean the houses? Folks, I see homeless people every day, and I guarantee you a third of them could pick up the garbage and do all the work you describe. I guarantee fucking to you. And if you say, well, they're not willing to do it, well, have you given them a chance? Have you tried? Or have you simply, in your elitist, douchey, you know, molly mouth, fucking Seattle, crap head, libtard, republictard, demtard, polytard, voter kind of scummy way, have you just decided that they all basically deserve to go to some island someplace or into some special complex managed by the state? And you can make yourself feel better. Well, we're helping them. No, dude, a lot of these people are just, they've fallen on hard times. And once you put them in the system, you have condemned them. You have condemned them for your own greed. You have condemned them because you cannot see past your own desire to have your fancy little setup. Dude, you're the same types of fucks who go and buy shit that you pour on your lawns that ends up in the fucking streams that kills a salmon, but you're fucking worried. You're worried about the junk on the side of the hill. And then there was another dude who had a, yeah, strikingly foreign accent. And I don't know if he was a legal immigrant or illegal. To me, it's fucking irrelevant. But he was really, really upset about how all these folks were out there in the fucking, you know, alleyway, you know, burning shit. And he said, how could this be legal? And then I thought about all these Washington State Democrats who go around talking about how nobody's illegal. It turns out, folks, that if you're a liberal, there's one group that can be illegal, and that's homeless people. However, if you're homeless and you're an immigrant, that might be your way out. So I decided that if I ever become homeless, I'm going to become Pablo Ramirez. My name is Pablo Ramirez. I escaped an island country that existed in a lake in the mouth of a volcano. My name is Pablo Ramirez, and I'm not a citizen. I escaped a country that was swallowed by a volcano. Yeah, so basically, if I ever become homeless, like last winter, if it actually happens, I'm going to call myself Pablo Ramirez from the country of Transcopia that was once an island kingdom in a giant lake in the mouth of a volcano, and the volcano itself swallowed the island. There's just no evidence of it. But hey, no one's illegal. And this isn't about racism or hating Mexicans or hating people from South America or hating Chinese and Russian people. I don't give a fuck where people are from. But if we have a problem with people in the streets, we probably don't need more people coming here. We really don't. And if your argument is, well, no one's going to be able to do the job, then, dude, you got a lot of problems with your fucking paradigm. because you're claiming a bunch of ignorant people, in a lot of cases from countries that have collapsed, who cannot speak English, are more capable of solving your problems than people that can speak English and are already here in a society that you would claim has not collapsed yet. And isn't that funny? Now, none of your fucking arguments make sense. This is the problem. So this fucking Como News will do a fucking show like this, and they'll make it sound like, well, the answer is more cops and, you know, more arrests and putting people in a special facilities where they can get treated for addiction. Okay, then what about the people that are not addicts, that are not crazy, but get thrown into that system? Because I can tell you, people are going to make money off this scheme. Corrections Corporation of America, that manages prisons, will make money off of this. So yeah, let me add to the list of people who may have went, hint, hint, Como News, please do this, and we'll give you money on the sideways. One group would be the National Association of Realtors. And the other corporation, and the other group, or I should say corporation, would be Corrections Corporation of America. I can totally see them wanting more arrests. That's how they make money. In fact, any organization connected to the law enforcement industrial complex will want this fucking law, this fucking rule, will want the fucking people, no matter who they are. And there'll be no concern about whether they're really addicts or not, or whether they're actually crazy. People will just be thrown into facilities. And then you'll all assume everything's okay. And then someone will say, well, we gotta fund this, so why don't we let pharma do experiments on them? And if you don't think that's gonna happen, a few decades ago, I would not have believed there would be a state in this country where a governor or any official would advocate for post-birth abortion. I couldn't have believed it. If you told me, when I was an atheist, if you told me back in the 90s, as fucking dystopian-minded as I was, if you told me, Dan, within a couple decades, there will be states in this country advocating for post-birth abortion, I would have said you're crazy. That's insane. That's not possible. Folks, don't tell me I'm crazy. You will put these people in facilities, and then you'll say it needs to be self-funding, which it never will be self-funding. It'll just be more money for the cronies. And you'll put them in these facilities, and then Big Pharma will swoop in and say, well, why, we can do our experimental testing on the homeless people in the facilities where we're paying for them to have food and shelter. We're helping them. We're helping them. If I sound crazy and angry, it's because I am. You know, so many people in the last few weeks said, Dan, you really have to watch this fucking documentary, Seattle's Dying. And I gotta tell you, it looked and smelled AstroTurf from the beginning. And it is Como News. If you think Como News is some radical organization of empowering people and freedom, you're a fucking idiot. Como News is about protecting the elite. Como News is about protecting those people who think they're in the nice, happy, shiny neighborhoods of Seattle. Como News has nothing to do with helping Seattle or preventing it from dying. And if it did, it would have done a few documentaries earlier, like The Puget Sound is dying. The ecosystem of Washington State is dying. The Arctic is on fire, and it is dying. I think you do those first. I think you do those, and then you talk about all these stupid fucking wars where we're making homeless people. Why don't we talk about that too, Como News? Why don't you do some really enlightened documentary about how we go around the world setting people's villages on fire and making homeless people, and then wondering where the fuck the refugees come from? Why don't you do a fucking sideways documentary on that? But you won't, Como News, because you know where the money comes from. You know that if the military-industrial complex shut down, like if just that one part of the Seattle economy, all the bases went away, all the research money went away, all the fucking special projects at Boeing and Microsoft and other companies went away, you know, Como, that the Seattle economy would fucking crash. So you need your blood money. You need your money about war and murder and prisons and property schemes. And then you marvel at why Seattle is dying. All I gotta say is, you're a bunch of fucking crooks. You're not journalists. And this is one of the shittiest documentaries I've ever fucking seen in my life. But I should say, it's great propaganda. Like, Leni Riefenstahl would really have appreciated this fucking documentary. And I've got to close out this podcast, because I really can't talk about other shit at this point. You guys have a great day, and, you know, maybe more than just Seattle is dying, you stupid fucks.